Today is January 30th, 2023, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Snow shuts camps, causes accidents. Logging camps of the Polson, Coates Fordney, and Independence companies did not start up yesterday morning due to the snow Saturday night. While only 2 inches of snow fell in Hoquiam and Aberdeen, the fall in the woods, especially in the upper Wishkaw and Humptulips River valleys, was 10 inches deep. The shutdown is not expected to last long if the thaw continues. The camps will resume operations by Thursday, it is said. The short shutdown will not affect some of the mills, as enough logs are on hand for a 3 or 4 day cut, mill managers report, but all do not fare as well. The heaviest snowfall was reported in the western end of the county, loggers coming in from Polson's camps reporting a foot of snow in some places. Gravel roads, as far as are reported, are in good condition, but if the snow continues on the ground, are expected to become rut-worn and dangerous when the thaw begins. Icy roads made driving and walking difficult both yesterday and Sunday. Some traffic is now going over the Damon Creek Bridge between Humptulips and Copalis, and the bridge will be ready to resume heavy service by tomorrow, Mike Thompson of the County Road Camp said yesterday. The bridge was recently damaged by high water, and repairs are being made by the county crew. Ordinary stages and cars were using the bridge yesterday, only heavy logging trucks being kept off. Roads through the west end of the county are in good shape. In other news, forged checks found. 3 checks said to have been forged by Sullivan were reported by Hoquiam firms yesterday. Boddy and Rosengarten cashed some checks for $41. Charles Lund, restaurant operator, reported a check for $38, and A.F. LeKirk also cashed one. Some of the checks had been sent to banks but will be recovered today and used as evidence against Sullivan. There was enough cash found on the man to settle all the cases, it was said, although recovery may have to wait until after a conviction has been secured. In the city and county news, a bicycle found near Jefferson Street and Chenault Avenue after being left for several days was turned over to the police and can be recovered by the owner describing it. Clyde Peck of the firm Peck and Einertsen Contractors was in Porter yesterday looking after the company's horses and getting them ready for spring activity. Enoch Colston was arrested by officers Johnson and Sharpley about 7 o'clock last evening, charged with intoxication. More than 400 tickets have been sold for the Ball of the United Spanish War Veterans, which will be held in the State Armory, Aberdeen, Monday night, February 5th. The committee expects that more than 1,200 people will attend the dance. J.A. Hood, Aberdeen real estate man, has purchased a Buick car. It is equipped with a California top, and Mr. Hood expects to be able to meet any weather which Grace Harbor may offer. An unusually large coyote was recently seen on Dabney Hill in Aberdeen, where it raids nearby chicken coops. Hunters who have tracked it have so far been unsuccessful in getting a shot. And finally, parcel post packages weighing up to 11 pounds may be sent to Canada under new regulations. The rate is 12 cents a pound. No customs declarations are required unless it is merchandise for sale or is valued at more than $50. The American special delivery stamps on letters will ensure delivery under the Canadian special delivery regulations. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on January 29, 1923. Though the Polson is currently closed until April 1, 2023, to complete fabrication of new permanent exhibits, catalog major collections, and tackle more interior painting, we are pleased to invite you to our first Saturday's Polson's Presents programs held at the Hoquiam Library. Join us February 4th at 2 p.m. when Professor William Woodward presents his lecture, Will the 2020s Roar Like the 1920s? This Humanities Washington-sponsored lecture promises to provide a wealth of broader context to the local stories you enjoy hearing here each week in the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.